So welcome back. I hope you are up and running with your PowerShell now. So for now, we are just going to discuss some very basic commands here in PowerShell. So for running PowerShell, I'm up and running with my terminal. And if you don't know how to launch terminal, I would just close it down and just simply command and space to just get the spotlight search. And I would just type terminal. And there you go. So here I have a terminal. I want to increase the font. For increasing the font, I would simply hit in Command, Shift, and the plus. So there you go. I would just simply centralize it to make the view a bit better. There you go. And now what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to explore a bit of PowerShell so you guys get a bit of familiarity that it's quite similar to and very basic commands to the CMD, I would say. So how's it that? Let's see. So I would simply type PowerShell, and there you go. Now we are into the PowerShell, and we have the pad that is BS users and dev. So now what I'm going to do is that I just want to see the directory. So the IR directory that just gives me all the directory. For example, if I'm a Mac user or I'm a Linux user, so I can type in ls. So there you go. It also lists all of the folders and the files present there. So now what I'm going to do is that, for example, if I just simply want to change the directory, so I can do very simply. I can just simply say that cd change directory, and then say desktop. So now I'm in desktop, cd dot dot, and now I'm back in the dev folder. So it's very simple, and the same thing that we used to do in the CMD works as well. And for example, last but not least, if I just type in here exit. Whoa, so I'm back in my bash, my shell. So it's a very, I would say, beginner's hands-on on the PowerShell. We just explore a few of the commands that we used to do things in Windows with the CMD. So now in next video, we're just going to start our PowerShell properly. And one important thing that I'm just missing is that PowerShell is based on .NET, so everything you see here has a link with .NET, so which means that we can create variables, we can just play with them, we can just get started with scripts and this kind of stuff. So remember one thing, PowerShell is based on .NET, and it is quite powerful, and we can do a lot of stuff using PowerShell. So in next video, we just get started with it. Till then, just make sure you have installed all the IDE, and you're up and running with the very basic commands like ls, cd, dir, and whatever you like. You can just put and play with it. And after then, we'll start in next video, and we'll just look on that how we're just going to learn PowerShell and how it works and how it that damn amazing. So till then, just keep over the things and brace yourself.